WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Thursday. It's May 24th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
A mild start and a great weather day ahead, but will it last through Memorial Day? Governor Murphy continues to push and defend the need for tax hikes, including the gas tax. Funeral services today for the teacher killed in last week's school bus crash on Route 80. A New Jersey lawmaker is renewing a years-long effort to get better seatbelts on our buses. In sports, the NFL will require all players on the field to stand for the national anthem. Phillies shut out the Braves. Mets blow their lead in the ninth to the Marlins. The Yankees cough up a lead, lose in Texas. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with first weather. All eyes are to the weekend, and the nice weather that starts today may not last.
Warm and dry here through the end of the work week. Humidity will be on the increase for the weekend as high pressure rolls off the East Coast and a cold front moves across the Garden State and stalls out. Sunshine here today, high 77 to 83. A fair sky tonight, lows 53 to 58. Friday sunshine's in the forecast, readings in the mid-80s statewide. It will be slightly cooler at the shore. Saturday, scattered afternoon showers and storms in the forecast, temperatures in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Richard DeWeather.
Temperatures are in the 50s and some 60s across the board this morning. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:01. Funeral services will be held today for Paramus teacher Jennifer Williamson. She and a student were killed in last week's horrific bus crash on Route 80. Tonight, a vigil for all of the victims will be held at Paramus High School. Meanwhile, debate continues on school bus seat belts. While it appears most on that bus were buckled up, a spate of recent crashes around the nation has prompted federal safety officials to strongly recommend the same seat belts we have in our cars. Patrick Lavery joins us live with what you need to know about this morning. Patrick?
And here in New Jersey, Eric, three-point or shoulder seat belts have been required on smaller school buses since 2008, but every other new larger bus is just abiding by the 1992 law that first mandated any belt at all. Now Senators Sam Thompson and Joe Lugano want the three-point belts on every bus, as the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is also calling for. This, as Paramus superintendent this morning says, she's shocked, saddened, and angry about the report she's heard of bus driver Huddy Muldrow's record. New Jersey, by the way, is one of only seven states in the entire country that has any kind of laws on the books about having seatbelts on school buses, no matter what variety. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Your commuter weather this morning. Temperatures are starting out in the 50s for the most part. Sunshine later. Highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Very nice day tomorrow. And then as we push into the holiday weekend, it does not look like it's going to be a total washout, but Saturday looks to be the best of the weekend days. But scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms could arrive, and that looks like a rainy Sunday and possibly into Monday. We'll have more on your weekend weather coming up in the minutes ahead. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, Governor Murphy defending a hike in the gas tax, likely in the fall. We'll have that story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
All Jersey, all the time.
Most reliable station in New Jersey, and definitely one of the funniest.
New Jersey 101.5.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Your commuter weather for today, temperatures starting out in the 50s, some 40s out there, but we'll look for 70s and maybe some low 80s around today. Beautiful day today. Tomorrow also going to be great. Saturday, early and the afternoon probably fine, but it looks like the rain showers will start to move in Saturday afternoon and could be with us for the rest of the Memorial Day weekend. We'll have more on that part of the forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. An 11-year-old boy remains in critical condition this morning after falling from the seventh-floor balcony of a Hackensack high-rise. He landed on the roof of an adjacent restaurant. Witnesses say the boy lives in the building with his mother and was talking with rescue workers as he was removed on a backboard. Police have not said if he was alone at the time of the accident or how he managed to fall. At the beginning of the week, we learned the gas tax is not meeting projections in terms of how much money we're contributing. That could trigger a 3 to 4 cent gas tax hike in the fall. Governor Murphy has nothing to do with this tax, but does enthusiastically support it.
When asked about the looming gas tax increase and how it's going to affect middle-class families, Governor Murphy said every tax increase is taken very seriously, but we need to remember
that gas tax feeds the transportation trust fund. It allows us to dig out of the mess that we've been in and reclaim that space that we used to dominate, which is a state that really works and gets people around.
The one thing we've got to get right is our transportation infrastructure, said Murphy. Sometimes you've got to stand up and do things that aren't necessarily going to win you a lot of praise. In Monmouth Junction, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The NFL has muddied a divisive issue even more by announcing players will be required to stand for the national anthem if they are on the field before the game. The league's new policy has stirred up defenders of free speech, prompted a couple of owners to quickly backtrack, and raised all sorts of potential questions heading into next season. New Jersey prevailed last week in its years-long legal battle for sports betting, but the drama is far from over, as New Jersey's top lawmaker is now going after the major sports leagues, including the NFL, who fought the state tooth and nail since 2011 over this issue.
Senate President Steve Sweeney says he's exploring the option of suing professional and college sports leagues for the costs involved in the sports betting battle, from legal fees to missed revenue.
At the end of the day, there was a lot of time, energy, and money wasted where we could have actually really strengthened our economy.
Sweeney, meanwhile, is attacking the league's quest for an integrity fee, calling it an extortion attempt. He's calling on political leaders in every state to reject the fee.
We're basically saying, hey, listen, guys, don't get suckered into this. It's a bad deal.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:09. That scheme by Governor Murphy to get around new federal regulations to allow you to continue to fully deduct state property taxes on your federal income taxes is not likely going to work. The IRS has the final say on these proposed charitable funds that your local town could set up. In theory, you contribute to that in lieu of property taxes, and it becomes a legitimate charitable deduction. However, the IRS now says they are taking a serious look at that and signaling such a deduction would be disallowed. Claiming it's ready for either talks or a nuclear showdown, North Korea firing off another verbal salvo at Washington ahead of what appears to be an increasingly embattled plan for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump to meet next month. The latest barrage from a top foreign ministry official calls Vice President Pence a political dummy and reveals a growing concern in Pyongyang over what it sees as hardline comments coming out of the Trump administration. Lawmakers in New Jersey are advancing a plan to cap the value of unused sick leave for retiring public workers at $7,500 going forward, to be paid out not as cash, but as health care savings. The change would apply to future sick days, but not alter what has already been earned.
Assemblywoman Pam Lampitt says local governments have run up a $1.9 billion liability, sometimes famously paid out hundreds of thousands of dollars at a time.
I believe that sick days are days for people to utilize when they are working. This is something that we provide, but I don't think that they should have any cash value.
Seth Hahn says the average sick leave payout to CWA members is less than $10,000 and that the bad actors are overwhelmingly political appointees.
We consider this a fairly modest retirement benefit, not something that is bilking taxpayers.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The State Attorney General's office says two recently settled lawsuits against condominium boards show New Jersey is protecting the rights of residents to keep and support service animals in their homes.
One of the cases involves a Ridgefield Park man who sent his condo board letters from his psychologist and physician approving the use of a support dog. The doctors claim he could not perform daily tasks without the dog. The board responded by rejecting that request and accusing the man of fraudulently signing a no-pet agreement. The board also threatened to sell his share in the community at a public auction, plus a weekly $25 fine if the dog stayed in his home. Attorney General Gerbier Graywall says the man has won a $16,000 discrimination settlement from the board, and they'll be required to undergo anti-discrimination training. Danielle LaBerson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. Stop and Shop, recalling its store brand of frozen broccoli over possible listeria contamination. 16-ounce packages of the private brand's frozen broccoli cuts are affected. Bring it back to the store, you'll get a refund. Will it rain for the Memorial Day weekend? We'll have an extended look at the forecast and then recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
5:14 on New Jersey's First News as we get ready to head into the long holiday weekend. And unfortunately, there will be rain on the way.
Warm and dry here through the end of the week as high pressure remains in control of our weather across the Garden State. Humidity will be on the increase for the weekend as high pressure rolls off the East Coast and a cold front moves across the Garden State and stalls out. This will deliver better chances for rain showers and thunderstorms starting Saturday and a good chance of rain on Sunday. More scattered thunderstorms to close out the holiday weekend on Memorial Day. Another cold front pushes everything out on Tuesday, and sunshine returns for the middle part of next week. Sunshine here today, high 77 to 83. A fair sky tonight, lows 53 to 58. Sunshine for Friday with Friday's high in the mid-80s. Saturday, scattered afternoon showers and storms in the forecast. Readings in the mid-80s. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. High 76 to 83. Memorial Day, more showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. Range of temperatures between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Richard Newbeather.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, funeral services will be held today for that teacher killed in last week's school bus crash on Route 80. Governor Murphy says he loves the gas tax and the way it funds our roads and bridges and defends a possible hike coming up in the fall. In sports, the NFL will require all players on the field to stand for the national anthem. Philly shut out the Braves for the second time in 3 days. Mets blew their lead in the ninth, losing 2-1 to the Marlins. And a slugfest for the Yankees after they cough up a 5-run lead in Texas and lose. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Here's the bus stop forecast here on this Thursday. Beautiful weather expected today as high pressure holds on. Sunshine and warm temperatures are in the forecast today. A range of temperatures between 77 and 83. A beautiful close to the week tomorrow with more sunshine on Friday. Scattered afternoon showers and storms return for the holiday weekend. I'm meteorologist Richard DeWeather.
Steve Trevelise.
We the people. You are the people of New Jersey. You know, we're not scripted. We're not paying them to sing the praises of New Jersey. This is real.
Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11.
That's what we want.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News. A full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is on this Thursday morning in the Great Garden State. Mild temperatures as you step outside this morning, 50s, some 40s out there, 70s and 80s will be our highs today. And we are going to have just a great weather day today and tomorrow, Saturday, as we move into the long holiday weekend. Saturday will start out fine. Some rain may come in later in the day, and then we could have rain lingering right on through the rest of the holiday weekend. We'll have more on that coming up in just a few minutes. Governor Murphy has signed legislation to expand solar and wind power. Included in the package is a controversial nuclear power bailout bill that will cost ratepayers an extra $300 million a year.
During a ceremony in the middle of a solar farm, Governor Murphy said maintaining Jersey's three nuclear power plants is a top priority.
To reach our clean energy goals, we will need to keep these plants open and safely operational. They not only produce 40% of our power, but over 90% as of today of our clean energy.
But several environmental groups oppose the legislation. Jeff Tittle of the Jersey Sierra Club called it a shameful nuclear sellout that undermines clean energy and is really the biggest corporate subsidy in state history. In Monmouth Junction, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:24. A federal judge in New York has ruled that President Trump is violating the First Amendment when he blocks his critics on Twitter because of their political views. But the judge stopped short in her written decision of ordering Trump to stop the practice of blocking his critics from viewing his Twitter account. The case was brought by seven individuals who were blocked by Trump. When somebody hires you for a job and you do that job, you should get paid in a timely manner. Apparently, that's not always the case for New Jersey's hundreds of thousands of residents who work on a freelance basis. Lawmakers are proposing new protections to ensure these non-permanent employees get the compensation they deserve.
Assemblyman Andrew Zwicker says under his measure, work terms between a freelance worker and its client would have to be put in writing if compensation is at least $600.
This says that you have to be paid within 30 days, and there's penalties if that doesn't occur.
Zwicker says similar rules in effect for a year in New York City have helped workers recoup hundreds of thousands of dollars in lost wages.
You hire a creative person to do a job for you, pay them.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 525. A study from the Rutgers School of Nursing found that gun safety programs to deter kids from handling firearms does not prevent this dangerous activity. They say there is a better answer.
Assistant Professor Sally Porter says their study of 10 gun safety program studies found firearm safety really begins at home.
Kids really can't tell whether a gun is real or not.
Porter says that means
adults who do own guns need to actively prevent children from accessing them with gun locks, with gun safes, keeping them stored safely.
And it's not just at home. Porter says parents need to be sure of gun safety at the kids' friends' homes as well. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 526. We'll have your holiday weekend weather coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour. At 5:30, and then we'll update the debate on whether we need better seat belts on our school buses. Business News is next.
Jersey Radio.
They talk about real situations, what everybody's thinking about.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update Business News. It was another roller coaster ride on Wall Street yesterday, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average ultimately ended lower. Shares have been mixed in Asia after the Trump administration said it was investigating new tariffs on autos and auto parts. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner, were written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bashaz at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander, and our managing editor is Lou Hochman.
New Jersey 101.